go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Knights of Nerditude. Here we are pre-recorded way deep underneath the Earth's crust, secluded away from the rest of the world to bring you the latest news in all things nerd. I am your host tonight, Sean. I'm here with...
Typhoid Mary of coronavirus, Sam.
And are on the Skype hotline with...
Dr. Chris.
And socially isolated John.
Yes. So if you haven't figured out, yes, there's a pandemic going on, and we're all fine.
Also, where have you been?
Right. Yeah.
This is how you're learning about this.
You're living under a rock. Listen to other podcasts, maybe.
In the earth, underneath the earth's crust.
Yeah, that's where Sam and I are located right now. I don't know about you guys. I guess you guys are, you know, in the thick of it right now.
Oh, by the way, Sean, I have a cough, so yeah.
So
hate to tell you.
Yeah, so we have an action-packed episode today because so many movies are coming out, right, guys?
Oh, yeah. Right? All my favorites. I can't wait for those 10 weeks leading up to Fast 9 where I watch all of the 10 movies. Man, that's going to be so exciting. They're totally not going to push that back, right, guys?
And since we can't talk about movies, you know, let's talk about sports. Oh, wait.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, so let's start right there, Sam, with your Fast 9 or whatever. Chris, you've got the list. So
I got the list of movies that have been postponed and TV shows as well.
Yes, a lot has been postponed due to the coronavirus. So, Chris, go ahead. Go down the list.
I guess the shocker, and we can start with, because Sam just mentioned it, and it's his favorite movie franchise ever of all time.
Ever.
Fast and Furious 9 got extended a full year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
No idea why they did the full year. I honestly...
It must have been scheduling stuff, where like Universal had stuff in the big weekends, and they want to release this sometime, it'll make a lot of money. So they probably were like, you know what, the next opening is next year.
Yeah, but Universal lost a ton of money this year because of all the bombs they had.
You mean last year?
Was it last year?
Yeah, last year were the bombs.
I thought there was a couple this year. But anyway, it's like Universal needs a win. So I don't know what they have specifically after April or May when this movie was slated to come out.
Listen, I'm just
telling
you. I don't
know what they have in the line. But
that's the only thought I have why they would push it back a full year.
Yeah.
I don't know. A year is a long time for this.
Yeah, you'd expect like a few weeks, maybe a couple months.
A couple months makes sense because it's like even if we're still in the thick of coronavirus, you can push it back again if maybe. But the full year, it's like wow.
Unless that, or maybe they don't have anything
to come out when at the end of April.
Yeah,
May.
Oh yeah, end of May.
It was May 22nd, I think.
Oh, so the end of May. Yeah. So I mean, you know, pushing it back a couple more months, you're already looking at like August, September, like, I don't know if it's going to open well then. Those are usually, like, not great time for movies. So it's either, it's either you wait until, you know, December, in which case I bet Universal has, like, too many things going at that point, or they just think the market's going to be too flooded. So, you know, kick it back another 4 months after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only reason I think they'd do this, is they just don't have an opening. Mm.
Chris, what else has been pushed back?
I guess the other big movie that was pushed back earlier was No Time to Die, but that one's actually pushed to November.
Right.
So it's, I think, what, it's supposed to come out next month in April. Yeah, or no, it was supposed to come out at the end of March, if I remember correctly.
Well, yeah, I think soon. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then that was pushed back several months to November, which, okay.
Yeah, they did that early, too.
Yeah, like that one actually, it kind of makes sense. It has kind of a broad international appeal as well. That's not super crazy to me.
No, but they were one of the first movies to postpone.
That was the first movie I remember hearing about being postponed because of Corona.
Yeah, and it's not like a huge tentpole movie. Like Fast 9 is going to make a boat ton of money.
Wait, whereas James Bond
is on a watch. Bond money.
Yeah. For Sony, though, that's a big movie.
Yeah, but they have the basic Bond income. So every Bond movie gets pretty much the same.
I guess, but I mean, I think if you're, you know, if that's where you're going to make your nut, so to speak, like, you know, I think you got to make sure you're giving it all the chance to actually succeed. Mm. And if you're going with these Corona headwinds, then, you know, I mean, you're just going to lose your opportunity. I kind of interesting to see. I wonder if there's anything. I don't think anybody's actually going to give this a shot because there's no reason to take this risk. But it'd be cool to see somebody go direct to like VOD or something like that instead. Like, just get it out there. Which actually, to kind of keep moseying along here, Disney released their list of movies that they're pushing back. Not included was Black Widow, which is going to open the first week of May in that Marvel slot that we've become so accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
But what did get moved back, among other things, was, drumroll please, The New Mutants for the fifth or seventh or ninth time. This is a movie, again, originally slated to come out in 2017 or 18?
I think it might have been 18.
I think it was...
there's actually kind of big news coming out about this movie, too.
What was
like
it?
There was actually so Macy Williams was being interviewed about this movie, and she was like, "Yeah, you know all those reports about the reshoots? They never happened because the whole cast was much older when they ordered the reshoots. So what we're getting is exactly what we were promised in the beginning."
Yeah, the original New Mutants trailer came out October 13th, 2017.
Jeez.
John, you weren't moved into this house at that time, right?
We've been here for 3.5 years. So
you were?
Yes, we were.
Okay, I vaguely remember us talking about New Mutants at your old apartment.
No, I think we were here.
Like in the early days of the pod.
Maybe we were.
I just remember sitting in your
kitchen. It might have been discussed. I mean, I think it was...
Pre-trailer. I think pre-trailer we probably discussed it.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, that's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. It's been like 4 years since we first discussed this trailer. But yeah, like the fact that like we all thought, oh, it was a shitty movie, so they ordered reshoots, but they apparently didn't. Like, they did, but then they got the cast together and were like, oh, you guys look nothing like you do anymore because it's been 3 years.
See, they saw Corona coming, man. They were like, we better push this movie back. Corona's coming.
Well, we've hit our New Mutants quota. Oh my god, like the show times are even up here. It's like, oh my god, it's so like, it's like the it's like Atlas pushing the thing to the top of the mountain, you know? And then it just rolls away. It's not Atlas, by the way.
Yeah, it's Sisyphus.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
Sisyphus. Atlas has to hold the world. That's what it is.
Yes, on his back. Yeah. You know, when he shrugged and all.
Also notably pushed back here is Mulan.
Has it been moved?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was pushed back indefinitely.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because this movie was like banking on the Chinese market, and I don't think you're going to do well there right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're looking for a big worldwide release, but you know, it's going to definitely be affected by everything going on in China.
They didn't.
Who knows how long this whole thing just takes to shake out? Right. I mean, it could be 2 months. It could be 4 months. Who knows?
So they did not release a date for the re-release, right?
Or both of those are indefinitely.
They're just indefinite. They didn't give a date.
Yep,
that's a shame. Because I'm going to see that Mulan movie. Like, that's guaranteed. And
I think they're just going to wait a little bit until they get better news.
Yeah. Once China, like, everything slows down and they're like, hey, you can start gathering again.
Well, I mean, the way this is working, China's going to slow down before we in the U.S. slow down. So they're going to have to wait for the U.S. to slow down.
Yeah.
And then they can release this movie.
They also pushed back a movie called Antlers.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's an indie horror film.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was well, what is now called Searchlight Pictures, previously Fox Searchlight. So that's, I guess, what that meant when they said Disney's pushing stuff back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was going to come out April 17th. I mean, I think the next month is just going to be barren.
Yeah, there's, like, nothing coming out.
I mean, well, I would be surprised. You know, they don't exactly have to move heaven and earth to, like, shift it back. But I think even... I don't think the Black Widow. I was gonna call it Red Scare. Black Widow is gonna be out in May either. Like, I think it's gonna be like drastically better. But
yeah, it's not May. It's slated for what, an April release?
No, it's May.
Is it May?
It's May. It's May. Beginning of May.
Oh, man, I thought it was April. Yeah. I thought it was our really birth close. Weekend. Oh, is it that weekend? Nice. Yep. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, any other movies TV shows?
No, well, A Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, that was huge. That
they moved that?
Yeah, they moved
that. Because that was supposed to come out, like, what, this weekend or last weekend?
Yeah. I think it was this weekend it was like, supposed to come out.
It was about to come out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they'd push that back.
And then...
I mean, that makes sense, because that movie's going to make a lot of money. And you want to make sure that makes the most amount of money you can.
You're banking off of the first one, too, so...
Yeah.
And I know a big TV show just got
suspended. Well, I have TVs listed here, too.
Yeah.
So, do you want to maybe go through the list?
Well, I know Falcon and Winter Soldier got postponed for now.
2021 is release date.
Yeah, because they had to halt production during all this, which is crazy.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I mean, you know, it could be the sort of thing where, like, that's months, and there's just going to be this weird lull of, well, I guess that's when the New Mutants will really come in and, you know, be their place to shine.
Like, why do they not just release New Mutants now? Like, what's it going up against?
Throw it out there.
Just like, you're expecting losses. No one's releasing anything. Just throw it out there. Just be like, come on.
It's gotta be done by now.
Be a big fish in a small pond.
Like, just
I think what they're trying to do is at least capitalize on some revenue from it. Because if you just release it now, nobody's going to sign up for Disney Plus just to watch New Mutants.
It's what's funny on too, Disney Plus. Like, it's getting released into theaters.
No, I know. But if you released it in Disney Plus,
right?
There's no income.
I'm not saying Disney Plus. I'm saying release it into theaters.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, no, like now, you're going up against nothing.
Nobody's going to go see it.
No one's going to see it if you release it up against Black
Widow.
Nobody's
going to the movies, Sean.
I understand that. But, like, it's going to make some money because people are going to go to the theater and be like...
There's still going to be the insane person's market out there. Right. So, cash
in. I'm not going to movie theaters.
Or they would have just put it out on Disney Plus, like, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if this was a Netflix movie, we'd already be getting the sequel. And by the way, it doesn't mean I don't mean to say that it would actually be good. Not at all.
No,
we would have had the sequel by now.
It would get enough views.
Did anybody see on Netflix that they released this thing called "Pandemic: How to Prevent an Outbreak"?
Yeah, they like released that ago. Like no, it was more than a week ago. It's been months.
Was it a week? It was perfectly timed.
Yeah, it was like I think it was January timed. They released it because I remember going through Netflix and being like, oh, this is terrifying. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I remember seeing that a couple months ago, too.
Like, oh, it's terrifying, and now this.
We'll get into this later, but I actually threw on a pandemic movie today, and it didn't make me feel better. What's going on?
Yeah, January 22nd is when Pandemic came, How to Survive an Outbreak, or Prevent an Outbreak came out.
It's like perfect timing,
yeah,
though.
It was like
it's
a month,
perfect timing.
Month and a, like a week before this pandemic.
Those filmmakers must be feeling really smug right now.
Sons of bitches, they knew, and they did nothing.
Chris, have you seen this Wahlberg one?
Oh, God.
Which one?
Spencer Confidential.
Oh, no, I won't.
Based on a book?
It didn't get great reviews.
Well, yeah.
Oh, what a surprise.
It's a Netflix movie starring Mark Wahlberg, and I believe he produced it, too.
Well, that's kind of his... He's a producer in everything he does at this point.
Well, so. No, like, this was, like, a big thing for him. Like, I guess this is based on a book that he like absolutely loved growing up.
Right.
And so this was like his like big thing that like he wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Good for him. Netflix is the place to do it.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg is a producer. So, yeah. That was the thing. Anything else being postponed?
Mission Impossible filming got postponed.
Yeah.
Amazing Race got postponed, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, Survivor.
Riverdale.
Yeah, Riverdale was huge that I saw.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. If they just did The Amazing Race and it was like, you all have to just stay in your living room, I would totally watch that.
A lot of things
like
doing.
Survivor. Like, yeah, a lot of TV shows across the board. Yeah.
Carnival Row.
I didn't know that was getting a
They also got
sequel.
They got the filming got postponed.
I didn't know there was a second season.
Neither did I, and that's what shocked me. So,
man, does that mean I have to finish season one?
I would assume yes.
God damn
but,
it!
Like, I don't expect you to watch it at all. So,
yeah, but it wasn't horrible. Like, I expected bad, and it wasn't that.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but that almost makes it worse.
Yeah,
because now I have no reason to remember it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, anyway, those are the films. I mean, sports, bunch of sports got canceled.
Yeah, a bunch of sports. You mean all the sports.
Yeah, all of them.
No, Fight Night in Brazil is still going on.
All right, let's talk about the good stuff. How are we not going to die from coronavirus? Sam, start us off.
Hold on. Disneyland?
Yes, Disneyland, Universal Studios.
Disneyland is closing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the fourth time in history. Can you guys name the other three times?
I'm going to throw this out. Probably 9/11.
That was one.
Yeah, cause
World
like
War
II.
I don't know.
Nope.
No, it wasn't even. Didn't
I
exist.
Didn't know it. I don't know. Dates on Disney.
It, like,
there's two other times that it got shut down.
So you said, Walt Disney's death?
Nope.
Damn. Nope.
I don't know.
The
oil embargo in the
70s?
The
other was not.
One was a natural disaster.
Oh, it must have been a hurricane. I don't know which one.
It was not a hurricane.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was L.A. I mean, like, what happens in L.A.?
Oh, we're talking Disneyland? Okay.
Disneyland.
Oh, right. Land. I always forget which one's in California and which one's in Florida.
I was thinking World because I was like, oh, it must have been just a hurricane hit.
Yeah.
So, what is it? The 87 quake? Was that the
Yeah, I think it was Ridgeland or something.
There's a Northbridge. Northbridge earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big one that they had.
Yeah.
The big SoCal one. And then the other one is after JFK died.
Yep. Four times in history. So now the coronavirus is.
It's famous.
At the same level as those, you know? Yeah. So, big thing.
Ooh.
E3.
Yes.
All of E3, the entire conference is canceled.
E3 has been canceled. Emerald City Comic Con has been postponed. And then something that hits more to home for Sam and I, sort of you guys. It sounds weird. It's a Halloween expo. It's for like all the trails and stuff. That today just got postponed. It's like the world's biggest Halloween expo. It got postponed. It takes place in St. Louis. Trans World is what
it's
called.
It's, you know, going to be a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, like I was probably going to go to Star Wars night at the Providence Bruins game. And Amy actually almost bought the tickets yesterday, but she was like, hold up, let's see how this plays out. And then like that night they're like, nope, everything's canceled. So, kind of glad we didn't do that.
Yeah, it's weird that they're canceling all these events known for spreading diseases.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so everything is just, like, closed. So, expect the next few weeks of this podcast of us just reviewing Netflix shows. Ha!
Now my knowledge of Netflix stuff works.
Now you come crawling to me. Always complaining that I watch too much Netflix. Now who's laughing?
You do watch too much Netflix.
It's not necessarily the quantity, more so the quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Prime and Hulu.
Yeah, there's like literally three streaming services. I could care less about Disney Plus right now.
Can we talk about Disney Plus real quick? Like, sure. Just swing and miss, man. Like, Mandalorian coming out of the gates really hot, and then just nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Clone Wars going on right now, which I honestly haven't watched since the second episode. I got to catch
really?
Up.
Really? I still love it.
Oh, I love it, too. It's just I haven't had time.
I'm up to date.
Like, all of FX dropped on Hulu, and then with some shows dropping on Netflix, it's just like I'm trying to keep up for the podcast because we said that we wouldn't talk about Clone Wars every week. So, like, maybe tonight I'll watch some Clone Wars. I don't know. I'm trying to play catch up. It's tough.
But John, I'm with you on that. Where it's like every now and then I'm like, oh yeah, Disney Plus. Let me just check that out. And then I get there and I'm like, so I don't really want to watch any of this.
Yeah,
it's either movies I've already seen and I'm not really in the mood to watch again.
Yeah, and I mean they're like, you know, kid movies and family movies, which like are nice when you want to watch them, but like you're not necessarily.
It's not meant for you guys.
It's like how many times am I going to watch Wall-E?
Yeah, it's definitely meant for little kids.
And it's meant for me. Parents. It's meant for me to have a rolling database of every freaking Disney movie for $6 a month, so I can put it on when my 2-year-old. What is going crazy?
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, I mean,
just you come out with Mandalorian, and now I'm like all psyched, and I'm like, ooh, you're gonna give us good content, and then nothing.
No content.
Like I have to wait even longer because they just postponed Falcon and the Winter Soldier, right? So I don't get it this fall.
Good news is they finished filming season 2 of Mandalorian already.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get 2 seasons of Mandalorian before I get anything from Marvel.
Yeah. And seriously, we're dancing around the issue. No Song of the South. How is this not the big news? Why not? I mean, whoever the new president of Disney is, like, he came out and he was like, guys, you're not getting Song of the South. Stop asking for it.
Could you please end that demonstration outside my office?
Oh, man. Yeah, so.
No peace till Song of the South.
Anyways. So, any other horrible coronavirus news going on? Anybody?
I don't know, I'm like 30% sure I had coronavirus.
That is true. We believe Sam had corona.
Well, when was that?
30%.
Like 2 weeks ago?
Remember when I was like sick?
Yeah, man. That was the thing I had.
Maybe you had the corona.
Maybe. I don't know. But I am kind of feeling pretty pumped that I was like recently sick. So hopefully that will help.
Yeah. Anybody else get that feeling like you start watching all the reports on the coronavirus like at night and you're like, my throat feels a little itchy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I feel like I have a cough now.
Especially
we're getting hot.
Especially,
oh my God.
I'm in like post cold, so like every now and then I kind of feel sick and I'm just like, oh crap, am I getting it now?
This is it, man. Game over.
This is the big one. Yeah, it's like I've had moments the last couple of days where I've had like. Coughed like 3 times in a minute, but then like not again for like 4 hours. So it's like, oh God, this is it.
I do know if you have a runny nose, you do not have the coronavirus.
No, they said that's part of it.
No, it's not.
No one runny nose is not.
It's a dry cough and fever is the majority of people who have it. If you have a runny nose, it's probably just a cold.
All right. Well. Please consult your medical doctor before going to the hospital and not the podcast. It's a legal waiver.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, actually, they said don't go to the hospital.
Yeah,
call your doctor.
Yeah, call your doctor.
Yeah, or that. Whatever. Go on the internet, figure it out, guys.
WebMD, type in all of your things. Congratulations, you have cancer.
All right, so like... We're going to have some free time on
WebMD is one of the worst things.
It's because It's because they're like, it's the legal issue where it's like, if they don't tell you have cancer and you have cancer, they're kind of fucked.
It's like, I slammed my pinky in the door. Pinky hurts. You have pinky cancer. Oh my God.
Because there's a chance.
So I'm just trying to figure out here, what are we going to do for like the next 2 months?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about Netflix and stuff. And there have been plenty of movies that have come out this year that we've kind of skimmed over. That are probably going to be coming on demand soon. So,
like, what about video games? Are there games out there? Should I be checking games out? I don't know. I have an Xbox One.
I mean, I can go into some games for you to check.
There's the new Call of Duty. There's like a the battle.
There's always
thing.
A Call of like Duty.
It's the Madden of shooters.
Oh, you want to know some good video game news? So, 2K Sports just signed a deal with the NFL to produce football games.
That's massive. Yeah, but it's not going to be like a Madden equivalent.
It doesn't matter. Madden has not been good for over 10 years because there's been no competition. They've been putting out the same crap, and it's just a broken game.
For sure, but like 2K is not going to make that game.
No, but it's going to be like, hey, maybe we should try now because like – I'm done with Madden. I have not bought a new Madden in like 6 years because every year I've heard horror stories about how bad it's been getting.
It takes me 5 years to forget. It's like getting jury duty, sort of. Like, it takes me 5 years to forget how bad Madden is, and then I buy it and play it for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, oh, this is shitty.
Yeah. So, like, with 2K producing a football game, I might actually check that out. Like, I have a better chance of buying this new 2K football game than I do buying another Madden, because Madden just sucks. Like, I've given up on it.
Well, fair enough, but, like, I don't really know. I mean, is it going to be – remember when they had, like, the coach game, the Madden, like, coach game? Like, I mean
– head coach?
Would it be something like that or something?
No, I think it's going to be a full-on NFL, like, realistic game. Kind of thing, because I mean, 2K already 2K makes
it's not gonna be a simulation game. Like, it's not going to be like Madden.
Is that what
like,
they
it's
said?
It's not going to be like the old.
Because 2K still makes basketball games.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're going to make it for this.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's going to be like what you think it is. It's just going to be like a different kind of thing.
Hey,
which
I'm willing to try it out.
There's simulation games, or you know, not. You know, there's like FIFA and that other one for soccer, but then there's also Football Manager, which is like incredibly popular, which is like you don't actually like play the games, you just like set it up and everything, and like, you know, you're like the GM and stuff
like
that.
It's like
out of the park baseball, I like, which is a fun game, don't get me wrong. Which, I mean, every year I'm like, I'm going to get the new Out of the Park baseball game, and I just don't, because Steam takes forever for those to go on sale.
Hang on, I just never. This is totally off topic, but I have to share this.
Oh boy!
So I just looked up on Reddit, and the top thing on Reddit's front page is an Ask Reddit asking, "What are we missing right now? Because it's getting overshadowed by the coronavirus."
Ooh.
The top comment on this is, "A cow in Florida has evaded police for 2 months," with a link to the article on it.
Okay, this is maybe a little more off topic than I wanted to go.
Anyways, so yeah.
More like, have you guys been playing anything interesting lately? Because right now, it's just, I'm going to go back through Red Dead Redemption again.
Honestly,
which is not exactly a problem, either.
I mean,
I've been playing a lot of Sniper Elite 4.
I've been playing a lot of Minecraft. You know, I got my nice $1,000 gaming computer to play Minecraft on, apparently.
Please get the mods.
Wait, you really bought a $1,000 gaming computer?
What?
Or are you just being, is that just a joke?
No, I literally do. Because I use it for video editing. That's why.
Yeah. Man, that,
computers will run you $1,000 nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you want to get it for video editing, it's like 90% the same that you'd get for a gaming PC.
Exactly.
Anyway,
so I was like, I'll get that one. And it's like $999. So I'll go with that one. So, but
Yeah. Sorry, man. Treat yourself.
Yeah. It's for Minecraft, apparently. In my downtime, yeah. I play Minecraft to make...
Exactly. You know. My $1,000 rig I play Minecraft on.
Yep. It's kind of depressing.
Stock market's been tanking, so I haven't been able to play any games.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ten hours work day.
If I end up going on quarantine, I'm going to play so much video games. So I will have plenty of knowledge of what you should and shouldn't play, because I have nothing better to do with my time.
Maybe we'll get the Twitch stream going.
Yeah, there you go.
This article keeps giving to me.
Jesus, Sam.
A cow described as, quote, faster than it looks. Like, I'm sorry, I know this is completely off topic, but this is amazing. Faster than it looks.
Anyways, all right, so let's get to some of the meat and potatoes of this podcast. So, two shows.
Wait, what have we been doing?
I know, right? No, we got kind of two shows to talk about. Altered Carbon came out 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to quickly kind of, not pitch, but like kind of give you an idea of what Devs is on FX. So I'm going to jump into Devs really quick. So it's a show on FX where it follows this mysterious company where one of the workers there gets accepted into from the AI division into what they call Devs, and he like goes in, and it's this mysterious thing where all he does is like read code and have to do it, and he turns out that he's trying to steal it, and then he gets in trouble and then goes missing. That's kind of the gist of it. Nick Offerman plays like the mysterious guy in charge of the whole thing. And it's kind of like, the best way I could describe this movie, this show, is it feels like it's Legion, but more artsy.
All right.
Yeah, I could see that. So, I mean, how much of Alex Garland stuff have you seen?
Not much.
All right. I mean, you saw Annihilation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's done that. He's done, oh, God.
Yeah, Chris hated Annihilation. I loved it.
I thought it was, like, okay. People seem to really love it. I definitely wasn't feeling that.
I loved it, especially the end where it went all 2001. That was, like, the best.
I forgot what happened. Such a forgettable movie.
Yeah, I feel like I might have suffered just from the fact of, like, not being, like, 1,000% locked into it. Like, I feel like actually seeing that in theaters would be probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you in or out right now?
I'm going to continue. It's very slow, but it's like it's not like a spoiler or anything, but you go into the Devs, which is a giant concrete block. It's like 13 meters of concrete, then gold mesh, and then another like 12 meters of concrete, and then a unbroken vacuum, and then the inside is like the core, which has a machine surrounded by the labs, as he puts it. And it's like this super mysterious thing, and it kind of is like, what the hell are they doing? Like, he literally sits down at a table at his desk. He's like, here's the codes, read them. And the guy's like, what do I do? He's like, I'm not going to tell you what you do. You'll figure that out, and just walks away. And like, it's just super mysterious. Like, part of me is like, it's aliens. And then part of me is like, maybe they're doing like mapping the human body. I don't know. It's all like quantum physics and shit like that. So like, it's deep, but it's like super artsy at the same time. And it, like, so I'm interested. I will continue with it.
Definitely seems like it's asking a lot of questions.
Yes. I have a lot of questions leaving this.
I love when a show does that. Like, honestly, there's a part of me that almost likes a show kind of like that, where the first four episodes more than the last four, you know?
Yeah.
Like the sort of, I mean, like we kind of got that with Watchmen, although Watchmen really just changed throughout the show of like what it was, like with the scope.
Right.
But, you know, when you have at the beginning, you have like no idea what's going on and you're just kind of there for the ride.
Yeah. I would say it's a lot slower build than Watchmen. A lot slower. Like it's like a crawl at times, and like I want it to be a little bit faster paced, but like I said, it's like it feels like Legion just super artsy. Like it's like I can't quite place the time period this is in. It kind of feels like it's the 60s with the decor and everything, but they're working with computers and artificial intelligence and stuff like that. So obviously it's today. It's interesting, but like I wouldn't say I'm 100% invested at this point. I would say I'm like 70%.
Okay.
So, any other thoughts on devs? No. All right, moving on to Altered Carbon.
I'm hoping to check this out at some point, but I've just had a very busy schedule lately.
It's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to talk about it, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. So today the third episode dropped. So it's three episodes because last week was the first episode and it was a two-parter. So, I'd say check it out. Why not? You know? Yeah. Anyways, so Altered Carbon season two dropped 2 weeks ago. This is a show that we had nothing but high praise for going into the show. I have finished it. Sam, you didn't even start season two. John, have you watched any of season two?
Not a drop.
Okay, and Chris, how far are you in season two?
Two, I have two left.
All right, so you've watched six episodes.
Yeah, we don't have to like spoil anything.
No, we don't have to spoil anything, but how do you feel about this show?
You know, I really like the story and the ideas and the concepts of everything, but I think it's sometimes a little bit too complex for its own good.
I 100% agree. Like that first season was super complex.
I like the way it's shot. Yeah. I love Poe. I love that they also brought in like another companion AI.
Yep.
Dig. I'm sorry. What's her
name? Dig. Yeah, I know there's some numbers after that, but her name that she's given is Dig.
Yeah, see, I like that because Poe has a lot more interaction now and a lot more self.
Right. They definitely
reflection slash awareness.
They flesh him out a lot more in this season. And the one problem I have with this show, with this season, I should say, is leaving the show. I liked all the supporting characters more than I liked the main character.
Yeah, that sucks when that happens, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's very disappointing because, like, I know you guys know that I've been very critical of Anthony Mackie, and I feel like at times he did a great job in this season, but for the most part, I think it was the writing, not his fault, like, of, like, how he acted, because you have a difference between the two actors, between Anthony Mackie and I always forget the guy's name, the dude from Suicide Squad. like their acting is different, but like I almost feel it's so 30 years have passed between seasons, and I feel like the way that Anthony Mackie's character is portrayed in this season, he's definitely a lot more like I feel like he's just like more like
angrier.
I don't care. Yeah, like he's angry, but like for like the wrong reasons. So like he's angry at Poe for being broken, but it's like you've been living with him for 30 years like this. How have you not just been like, just get over it by now? You know, that like it, but his character just really doesn't grow in this season that I feel like what I knew of Kovach in episode one and how Kovach is in episode eight, it's like nothing has changed for this character. There's no growth at all. But the supporting cast, everyone has grown. I've learned to really like all the other characters. So I don't know.
I'm starting to feel it's going to be more of a Doctor Who type thing where the main changes every year.
Yo, God,
and
yeah.
You fall in love with the supporting cast.
Yeah.
So who's the companion to the Doctor?
It's random.
It just rotates.
It rotates.
The companion rotates?
The companion always rotates.
I thought there were multiple seasons.
Well, there are, but like they, you know, if you're talking about the new,
the Doctor changes, the other one, the companion changes, like they're not like synced up necessarily.
Eccleston had Rose. Then you had our boy, what's his face? Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank.
I thought they had
David Tennant. Well, Tennant had Rose to begin with, and then he had like two others, and then Matt Smith had two different companions, and then one for, oh God, the Who Doctor from World War Z. And then the current one has a brand new cast of companions. So like just like the Doctor, they get rid of the companion and bring in a new one. But yes, I agree. It feels like it's kind of like Doctor Who, where every season, like Poe would be like the connective tissue between last season and this season, because everyone else is dead.
Yeah, and you forget the story of the female rebellion leader.
Oh,
I forgot
entirely
the whole storyline from season one.
Yeah, and like it's been,
and now they're jumping
years.
All over the place with it.
Yeah, this season, I mean, like you said, there's like, I feel like it's needlessly complex, and I kind of liked that about season one, because it's a whodunit, and like, yeah, it needs to be needlessly complex because a lot happened, and you kind of get that last episode where he explains how everything's connected, and even at the end of that explanation, I'm still like, I guess that makes sense, but I'll take your word for it, because it was a fun ride to get here. This season, it's like needlessly complex, and I mean, like I said, I watched it. I'm not going to spoil it or anything, you know, finished it and whatnot, but I felt like at the end, I was like, that didn't need to be like that. Like, it was way too complex. There was no reason for it to be like this. Like, it was kind of silly. So, but yeah, I left this season liking the side characters more.
Yeah, in the world. It just builds upon they're back at the same world.
But. Yeah, which like, I felt like it was a cop-out. Like, I was kind of upset. Where, like, I
want them to move.
Yeah, like, the first episode, they're like, we're back where it started. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, but like, never left. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They never left.
What are you talking about? In between they left. Which, actually, there's an anime that actually drops tomorrow, I believe, on Netflix that connects season one and two. I have no interest in watching it, but for those who are interested in watching it, yes, there is an anime to connect season one with season two.
Kind of like how
Chronicles of Riddick.
I shouldn't need a reason to watch that. I shouldn't need to watch that, though.
No, there's no reason. And like, that kind of upsets me that 2 weeks later, this should have dropped first. The anime should have dropped like a week or two before the show dropped.
Yeah, like just like set up the ground.
Yeah. You know? Like, why would you do that? This is just ass backwards. Based on that, season three, if it happens, maybe I'd watch it. I don't know. This season definitely was a dip for me. wasn't as good as the first season. First season, I loved. This season, no, not so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling the same way.
Like, it was almost a struggle to get to like finally finish this show. I mean,
production value is good to watch, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it looks nice. It looks nice. It feels nice. There was, like, one scene that was just absurd where they did, like, all Matrix style with the gunfight, where, like, they slowed things down and, like, spun the camera around. I think that was, like, episode, like, 4 or 5 that they did it. I don't know if you remember that. It was just felt so out of place.
No, I don't remember that, actually.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I definitely finish it just to find out what's going on. But
yeah, I'd recommend this season for anybody who liked the first season show.
Yeah,
it's not. It didn't lose me or anything, but
it kind of lost me a little bit. I definitely watched a bit of it behind my phone because I just didn't care.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So our final segment of the night.
Last on the docket is big premiere coming up on Sunday.
Ooh, what?
Westworld season 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's coming out this week. So that's something that we're going to definitely talk about. I'll at least give like 5 minutes on. We'll see. Seeing that there's so many movies we can watch.
I am actually kind of excited.
I am too.
I don't have high expectations, but no. I'm very interested to see what they're doing.
I agree.
I'm kind of down on this. I don't know. I don't have confidence in it that it can pull this off.
Oh yeah, I'm not at that point, but I'm interested. I'm interested to see it burn.
That's a good way to think about it.
I don't know. I feel like either one or two things are going to happen. One, we're going to return to this whole confusing, twisty kind of thing that they were doing in the second season, or we're going to get a straight up like action show, which I got a bajillion of those, and many of them are more interesting than this.
Fair enough.
So it's like I'll check it out for the podcast's sake, but if we weren't doing the podcast, I probably have already given up on this show.
There's plenty of things that have been like that. Honestly, Altered Carbon was like that this season.
Yeah.
If we didn't talk about it, I probably would have.
The podcast couldn't even drag me to watch that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that it's bad. It's just like, honestly, it's because it's mediocre. And it's like, you know what? There's a bajillion mediocre things out there. I'd rather watch something with some kind of novelty to it.
Yeah.
Or something a little different, or something that does what everything else does, but better.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on to our last subject of the night, to celebrate the pandemic that's going on right now, I guess. We are doing.
I wouldn't say celebrate.
What are you talking about? We're under the Earth's crust. We're fine.
Hooray.
So we wanted to discuss our favorite or some top. What was it? Isolation or pandemic movies. That we've ever seen that we really liked. And I will start it off by a show that I'm currently watching, The Strain.
Oh. Are you really watching that?
Yeah, we're almost done with season 2. It's like once the coronavirus started and like it started making news, I was like, hey, Amy, we should just watch The Strain. She's like, what's The Strain? I was like, oh, it's like a, you know, the infection, like kind of, what's going on right now? Let's just check it out. And she's like, okay. She's like, what's going on? Why are the people coming alive? Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, this is a horror. But yeah, no, it's been a great show. I've really enjoyed it. For all those who don't know, it was on FX 2004 to 2014 to 2017, and it's produced and created by Guillermo del Toro.
Was it? Did it start in 2014? 2014. I thought it started earlier than that.
2014, and it stars, was it Casey Stroll, the guy who plays Yellow Jacket, or Corey? That's it. A guy who plays Yellow Jacket in the first Ant-Man, but he has hair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he has hair, people.
But he doesn't actually, though.
Right, but in the show, he has hair.
Right, that's weird. Is that the twist? Does that mean he's a vampire?
Because everybody knows vampires don't have hair.
And to go back to what we originally talked about, one of the main characters of the show was the hunter in the original Jumanji.
Huh.
That actor is in this movie.
A TV show.
It feels like a movie. Yeah, so that's my first pick. Who wants to go with
I'll
their
throw
next?
This in, though. Mine's a bit out of left field, but it is a movie about a pathogen, Andromeda Strain. Michael Crichton written movie. Turns out this is the first movie he ever wrote for. It's about a satellite landing in, I believe, like the Arizona. What was that?
Oh, sorry.
Somebody stopped the record on that one. What?
Someone just get corona? Is that what it sounds like?
This is one of those instances where you should just ignore it and keep going.
But, anyways, Andromeda Strain.
But it crashes in the middle of it.
Fell on my laptop. That's what it did.
It crashes in the middle of the Southwest Desert. And it ends up in a town where everybody ends up dead, except for two people. An old drunk and an infant that won't stop crying.
It's got colic, right?
Yeah, it's colic. And so it's
got the colic.
It takes place at the secret government testing facility for diseases and stuff.
Which we may or may not be located in now.
Yeah, may or may not. And it's about them trying to figure out what the hell just happened and what's killed all these people.
And if you like watching old movies where they're okay with animal torture, this is a good movie.
Oh, it's great. It's full of animal torture.
It's not a true epidemic or pandemic movie, though.
It is, though.
Like, close.
If the whole point of the movie is if it spreads, it's going to destroy the entire human population.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're past that. We're past that.
All right, so Chris, what's your pick? What do you got?
Just because I watched it today and got really just not feel good. Contagion.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Matt Damon.
We actually listened to the soundtrack at work today.
Of course he did, you know, because that's not weird. Starring Matt Damon, Kate Winslet, Jude Law. I think Lawrence Fishburne is in it. And
Gwyneth Paltrow as the corpse.
Yeah, it was it's just kind of freaky how quickly things can go.
Isn't it weird that when we first watched this movie, it was like, just for entertainment purposes, and we were like, wow, Jude Law is crazy. And now we're like, Jude Law might be onto something here.
What, selling fake drugs?
No, like living in a hazmat suit.
Oh, well, you know. I don't know. It's weird because it just makes you think, like, oh man, if a bat does get in touch with the pig, and then randomly it hits somebody, 27 days later, you're fighting for MREs outside of a truck.
Well, you know? That's kind of what happened with the coronavirus.
Yay, pangolins!
I believe it was bats. Penguins.
It was pangolins or the illegal trade of pangolins.
Yeah, it was like a bat. Shit on a pangolin at one of those wet markets in China.
Yeah, people eating bats. All right. So
yeah, but it was 27 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie was sped up.
Yeah.
Which struck me, like, the best scene in that movie, which actually I have ready to go as soon as the podcast is done, on Cinemax right now, if you have it. There's that scene where, like, the guy tells Matt Damon that his wife died, and he just has no, like, absorption of the information. He's like, oh, okay, let me go see her.
Yeah, when can I talk to her? Yeah.
Like, it's just such a fucking brutal scene.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, that's happened. Sorry.
It's a good movie, though. It is a really good movie. I remember seeing that in the theaters.
It kind of just... I mean, it's not... All of that is not far-fetched of what would actually happen.
Well, know? It was at the time when the movie came out.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
As much as it just hadn't happened.
Yeah, it hadn't happened. It was kind of like, that'll never happen. And now here we are in 2020, and we're like, huh, it's kind of how it happened.
Here we are, and we're like, you call that an outbreak?
Yeah, but this is, like... You know, that whole movie. So, have you guys seen the movie?
Yes.
Right. Everybody's seen it. So,
doing incredibly well, like rental on demand.
Yes, it has. Oh, it's
the number one rented movie right now on demand.
Yes, it is.
But 27 days later, Matt Damon is with his daughter and they're fighting because there's no food. 27 days from China to here.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're a little bit beyond that date period now, but.
Yeah, I know. I just murdered someone in a Stop and Shop to get some, like, frozen corn, so.
Based on supermarkets, we're approaching that pretty soon if we don't get any shipments in.
Did tell you, went to Stop and Shop tonight. Not a lot of stuff.
No. Hey, I was at the supermarket tonight, and it's like, I mean, it's the essentials, so toilet paper and stuff like that. It's just, it's bare. It's crazy. Like, why do you need this? Pasta. Pasta was like, that aisle was empty for some reason.
The problem is,
all the lasagna noodles.
Why do you think pasta aisle was empty?
Because it's easy
to make.
Because
it's non-perishable.
Why was the canned pasta fine? Explain that. Why were there like a ton of SpaghettiOs, but like, oh no, I need my ziti.
Well, probably because the SpaghettiOs are filled with sugar and salt.
I don't care. Cola. If I'm super sick and I could barely cook, I'm not making a lasagna. I'm going to make a thing of SpaghettiOs.
Nobody was either. That was all that was left in my place, at least.
Yeah, like, it was crazy how empty the pasta was. Anyways, yeah. John,
I was hoping to get flour, didn't happen.
No, rice was almost all gone. Like bags, big bags
cases
of rice.
Water.
I didn't even look at the water.
Yeah.
Gatorade was gone.
But water, it's like, you don't actually need it though. Like,
yeah, it's not like where our water supply is cut off.
Nobody's like, this isn't like a hurricane where the water supply, like, you know, the river's going to run over.
Yeah.
And like poison the water.
Oh, yeah, as long as the power is still running.
I think eggs were all gone when we went. Like,
what was it?
Eggs.
Oh.
Like, it's.
Yeah, that's.
People are confused.
Yeah, well, the problem is.
I'm not confused. I'm not worried about the stuff you can get domestic. It's more. Yeah. All right, this is a bigger discussion. So.
It's just the last 24 hours have been the shit just got real moment for this country.
Right. So. John, what's your pandemic or isolation movie?
Well, I mean, I've got a couple, but my pandemic movie, also from 1971, like Andromeda Strain, Charlton Heston's Omega Man. No, I'm going to go with I Am Legend, which is really the same exact movie, but 40 years later.
Okay.
Well, I had that on my list too.
The first half of I Am Man Legend.
What's that?
Is it the first half of I Am Legend? Because that was good. The second half, not so much.
When does the movie fall off for you?
I would say when he attempts
suicide.
When he meets the girl.
Yeah,
the
and
woman.
he gets saved.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. That's when that movie just falls apart for me.
Yeah, I guess so. But it doesn't, I mean, it's not as good. I don't know if it falls apart. At least,
it doesn't fall apart.
The first half, though, I will agree with you. Like, that first half's actually, like, really cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, the worst part of that whole movie is when Sam dies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I died
in that movie, it was terrible.
I have not watched that movie since, because between that, like, it was around that time that movie came out, we had to put our dog down, and I just have not been able to rewatch it. And especially since I have the new dog, and like, she's my baby, she's my daughter, I don't think I could watch that movie. Like, any movie that where they put a dog down, I might cry. Like, I don't know if I can do it.
That's like an all-time dog death.
It is. It is where he has
what
to
even happen?
Like kill.
I forget. Is that does the dog go like somewhere?
No.
Is that when he's on the bridge?
The dog gets attacked by the zombie dogs.
Oh, wait, was that when like the dog when like the zombie like looks at him when he's the mannequin or whatever?
Yeah.
Like that freaky scene?
Yeah.
I think I should just actually rewatch it. Like, honestly, it's not even like a big fave of mine. I just thought it was kind of like well done. And, like, I don't know. We don't get a lot of good Will Smith movies anymore.
That's true. Honestly, like, the original ending
is so much better. They were going to base it off the story,
right.
How that actually
where,
ends.
Where, like, everybody in the theater, I think, was in the same boat where they're like, that's its mate. Just give it back. But they were like, no, he's got to blow them all up. Like, I definitely prefer the original ending than the theatrical ending.
Oh, which is like he's a vampire or something like that.
The story basically ends with him realizing he's now Grendel.
Yeah, he is now the Grendel to their Beowulf.
He is now their monster of legend.
Yeah.
He's the one kidnapping their people and doing tests on them and torturing them.
Yeah.
He is now the monster.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's kind of the point of the whole book is like, oh, I'm the monster.
Yeah, that's why it's I am legend. Yeah. He is the legend of the monster.
Yeah.
As opposed to just some like cool sounding name.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's a great name for like a movie anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely prefer the original ending.
Can we throw out another pandemic movie?
Go ahead.
Throw it out there.
Yeah,
sure. Outbreak?
Of course.
Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, from the early 90s.
Stupid monkey, man.
Oh, my God.
God, that movie was fantastic.
I remember, I've never seen this movie, probably because I was traumatized as a kid, but I remember like hearing about this movie as a kid. And be like, oh yeah, monkey killed off like 99% of humanity in this movie, and it's terrifying. And I'm like, oh man, that is kind of terrifying. And like as a kid, I was like, I don't think I could watch this movie ever. And I've never watched it.
It's funny. I watched this in health class in high school.
Yeah, no, I remember being in elementary school, hearing about this movie, and being like, this is the scariest movie ever, guys. Seriously,
it's kind of the weirdest. It's kind of the most or the best military bad guy movie, because the military bad guy created the virus and wants to keep it as a weapon,
right? Yeah, so they're like, we'll just nuke or we'll nape this whole town pretty much.
Yeah.
Also, I guess we just spoiled the movie, but you know, whatever.
It's fine. Dude, I was too scared to watch it. Was it? No, it wasn't 97.
95. I'm sorry, 95. He's treating
Donald Sutherland like such like a sketchy government dude. This, JFK.
Oh, yeah. If you need some kind of sketchy, bureaucratic kind of guy, get yourself some Donald Sutherland.
He does the same sort of thing. You guys ever seen that movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage where he's like a gun runner?
No.
Yeah.
Same thing in that. It's just everywhere, man. Just people love JFK that much.
You know what it is? He looks sketchy, but he has an authoritarian voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice for the role.
Yeah.
It's definitely he sounds better like older too. Like you go back to like MASH or like Kelly's Hero, Donald Sutherland. It doesn't have that same kind of authority. I'm going to throw out a social isolation movie. Keep as a little guide here. Little movie, and we really don't have to dwell on it, but The Lighthouse. I was watching it last night to get in the mood. Only $8 on Netflix, but on iTunes, by the way. What a fucking steal.
Wait, to buy?
There's some deals out there now.
To purchase or to rent?
Digital purchase. Download.
Oh, man, that's tempting.
I might just go out and buy it.
Yeah, I'm really tempted to buy this movie. This movie is great. This was probably my favorite movie of last year. Parasite was close, but this was this was great.
This is easily going to turn into a hidden gem for us.
Yes, I agree.
Since like nobody's seen it.
Which is a shame. This was a great movie.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
Go for it.
Pandemic movie, and we're not usually like talking zombies, but World War Z. All
right,
is technically a pandemic movie.
That's true.
And it's all about this them trying to find the cure and backtrace everything to Patient Zero.
Knowing what we know now about like, all right, however you want to describe this thing, and you know, there's obviously a real like threat. But, like, this is still just the flu. Like, if there was actually, like, a zombie thing, we would be so fucked. outright.
Well, because, I mean, there's been a lot of stupid people. That's why. I mean, there's people who have been like, hey, you have the virus. And people are like, oh, I'm just going to go over here where there's, like, 250 people if that's okay with you.
I'm going to just lick all of them.
Yeah. Like... it's just stupid people that cause the spread. And I like, that's the big eye opener, is how stupid people can be. Like, you're told, okay, you're in quarantine. They're like, cool, so that means I can go to this concert? Like, no, you're in quarantine. They're like, well, I went to the concert anyways.
One of the big problems is that, like, how most cases are kind of mild.
Yeah.
Where it's like, people are just like, well, it's just a bad cold. Like, it's not that serious. It's like, but, like, it can get really bad.
Yeah. But to go off of your World War Z recommendation, 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Which is... exactly what you're talking about, like, where it's it's not a pandemic, but it's an isolated pandemic in Britain.
Yeah, like, especially that moment where that general guy's like, we're an island, of course they've isolated us,
right? And then stretching to 28 weeks later, where it spreads onto the mainland.
See, I say 28 terrifying. Weeks later is more of a pandemic movie than the first one's definitely a zombie movie.
Well, yeah, but it's all based off of the rage virus. I mean, they literally explain it in the opening.
Yeah, it could. I'm trying to create a separation between zombie and...
Oh, I am too, because, like, you could totally say Resident Evil movies too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that. Or the what's the Rona Mitra British like virus movie? Also takes place in Britain.
Oh,
it's not. Oh hell, I forgot it.
Anyways,
Clockwork Orange.
No. Rona Mitra.
I don't know.
I have no idea what that is. Is that a person?
Actress. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, with 28 days and 28 weeks, I mean, you're literally dealing with a virus, because, like, that's the difference between a zombie movie with, like, Resident Evil, where it's a reanimated flesh, whereas 28 days and 28 weeks, it's just a virus. These people aren't dead. They're just spreading a virus. And
Doomsday is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. That was surprisingly not bad.
No, it was awful.
No, it was... Glowing and dark. I expected it to be really bad. It wasn't
bad.
No, it wasn't as bad. It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, is what I'm saying.
Is that like one where it's like they live behind walls and stuff, and it's like kind of medieval times sort of thing?
Not really. What's his face? Guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I can see his face.
Asner?
No.
Bob Hoskins, sorry.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins. He's in it, like, briefly.
Sorry.
God, the movie is so bad.
It wasn't good, but I literally expected this thing to be borderline sci-fi movie bad. Like, I expected it to be really bad, but it wasn't.
The Rona Mitra train. Did you guys watch The Last Ship on TNT?
Nope.
No.
That's also a pandemic TV show.
To go with a pandemic show that is going to be happening... The Last of Us is actually being turned into a TV show on Showtime or HBO. It might be HBO, and it's being written and produced by the guy who did Chernobyl. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, Chernobyl's another good one just to come back to. Because let me just tell you, a lot of that first episode when the guy's like, yeah, so the reactor blew up. It's like, what do you mean? The reactor can't blow up. A lot of, feel like last week, a lot of that kind of vibe going around.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That first episode, actually, that... Everything when they're in the bunker is like just like such a great scene.
Oh, or just like that one scene with the old guy being like, "What would Lenin do?"
Yeah, like when you're like, "Oh, the old guy's gonna talk sense into him." Right. He's like the craziest of them all.
It's like, we have to protect the party. It's like, okay, I thought you were gonna be the one who talks sense, but nope.
It's like, hey, there's people's lives at stake. Let's stop fucking around. It's like, nope, you can't let them get out. Sorry, I can't help you. I run the shoe factory. Like, I know we, like, all the plaudits we gave it at the time, but it might even still be underrated.
Yeah, no, it's a phenomenal TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Or short.
Miniseries.
Miniseries, I guess.
And yeah. Just very prescient for, you know, considering what pretty much happens a year later. So, we'll see.
I can't wait for that Russian true story on Chernobyl that's supposed to be coming out soon.
Did it already come out?
They've done movies before where it's like the U.S., like, did it.
Yeah.
They, like, sabotaged it and shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once this show came out, Putin was like, we're going to release the real version. So.
Well, I don't know if it was him.
Well, yeah, okay.
I remember hearing the Russians were either, they were already released it, or they were in production.
I thought they were in production of their own.
Of just, like, one that was going to say the CIA did
yeah.
it. Yeah. Which, like, CIA plots go, like, what was our goal in that?
Hey, remember when the CIA assassinated Fidel Castro? Yeah, neither do I, because they sucked at it.
Yeah, also probably the most successful thing the CIA's ever done.
And that's like, it's like, I have no idea why they did it, but they just did it.
Anyway. Well, does anybody have any other suggestions to get us in the mood here? Some survival tips?
No, I can't think of any.
Wash your mouth out with bleach.
It makes your teeth bright. And white.
Have a Tide Pod for breakfast every day.
Apparently cocaine cures it.
St. Patrick's Day is next Tuesday, so get drunk.
And if the bars are actually open.
Who cares? Liquor stores will be open. Oh, here's a good bit of advice.
Get the booze now, by the way. Everybody's pissing away their time getting toilet paper and, you know, bananas. Just get some booze now. You'll be happy.
Here's some smart advice. So you go to the supermarket and they're all completely sold out of Purell. Who knew? Well, guess what? Go to liquor store, buy some cheap vodka. Same thing.
You need over 80 proof, I think. Is
60.
What?
It's 60 proof. It's 60%. It's 60%. Okay. So 120 proof.
Or which is 120 proof.
Yeah, it's 120 proof.
Oh, yeah, I got to go burn some of that hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And all hand sanitizer is it's alcohol and aloe vera. So if you have both of those things, you're fine.
Listen, we can't all be the, like, you know, Nostradamus who, like, you know, got 20 boxes of free hand sanitizer 10 years ago and put it in, you know, kept it in his parents' basement the whole time.
You pray that to Nostradamus of all people that stuff's still good.
I'm gonna go test it. I'm gonna go burn some right now. I'll let you know.
All right. Yeah. So I guess that's our podcast.
Yeah.
Unless we have any other things to add to that.
What would I even burn that on in my apartment? Like a plate, maybe?
Yeah. Anything that a pan. You can burn it in a pan.
A pan would be good. Yeah.
That's what I would I recommend. Wow, you're turning it up immediately. Anyways, so I guess that's it. So if you enjoy our episodes, podbean.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Leave us a message. Tell us what we should be doing during this apocalypse. Until next time, everyone.
Bye.
Hopefully there's a next time. Stay safe.
Anyone else feel warm? I feel warm.